Welcome, big thinkers, to Life with Innovation. I am your host, Daniel. In today's podcast, we are going to talk about spacesuits and what will the next generation of them be like. Thank you for stopping by. If you want to support the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm on all the platforms. If you have a suggestion for the next podcast, please give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram and send us a message at Life with Innovation. While you're there, please check out our merchandise store. Also join our exclusive fan page on Facebook where we get into awesome discussions about the future and how to prepare for it. Without further delay, let's get into today's show. So spacesuits, they're not only a classic representation of human exploration, but they're also a representation of my childhood. They're like personalized spaceships that mimic the necessary conditions to protect the human body from harsh conditions of space and provide the basic resources from Earth. The history of spacesuits started in the 60s with the Mercury suit. I don't know if you guys remember what the Mercury suit looked like, but for some reason they always pop out in every 60s or 70s. Sci-fi movie. They're basically these tin foil looking spacesuits. You can perform spacewalks with these in the vacuum of space, which they have done in the past, but the astronauts had to be tethered with a hose because that's the only way that they can provide the oxygen necessary for the NASA astronauts. And so far to date, the spacesuit has, at least the US version of it, right, has been through 7 iterations of upgrades before the ones of today. So NASA has actually announced back in October of 2019 that they will be upgrading the current iteration of the spacesuit that we all know and love. This is the white bulky one, the one with the white backpack looking, and it's typical of spacewalks. Specifically on the moon. They've been through other upgrades as well in the current decade, but this new spacesuit that they're making is called Exploration Extravehicular Mobility Unit. That's a mouthful, so I'm going to call it XEMU. XEMU for short, I guess. This specific suit will be used for the upcoming Artemis missions for next generation moonwalkers. And this is taken directly from the NASA.gov website. If you guys have seen the 3D models of these things, they're so cool looking. If you've seen previous moonwalking videos, we all know the bunny hopping movements and the static-like voices coming from the astronauts. This technology is getting overall a major upgrade. And like I said, if you check them out on their website, their 3D models of them are super cool, and they're going to help prepare the future astronauts for moonwalks and actually other planetary bodies in space. But let me tell you a little bit more about this spacesuit specifically. So the moon doesn't have an atmosphere. Duh. But as a consequence, the moon is not soft at all. And the moon dust is especially not similar to sand, for example, here on Earth. It's actually similar to glass-like shards. There's, like I said, there's no atmosphere, so there's no erosion that can take place on the moon like on Earth. Even water, the rocks in the water are softened over millions of years to soften them up, you know? And this is something that NASA did not entirely anticipate, because while they knew the lunar surface was not soft, they also didn't know that it would pose as much of a hazard to the spacesuits specifically. The new suits are going to address that, adding more protection and making some failures less of a concern. It, on their website, they say it's about 7 layers of material to go through. So they're really thinking about everything that they've experienced in the past and now applying it to the moon again, but in a better way, as well as other planets. But let's hop back to this bunny hopping that I was mentioning, pun intended, that the astronauts had performed on the moon when we saw these videos. So there's two major upgrades that are going to happen, which are going to be separated between the lower torso and then the upper torso. And the astronaut videos that we saw where they were bunny hopping, a big reason why that was the case was because it didn't really allow for a lot of mobility. So these newer astronaut suits, they are going to add joint bearings and allow for bending and rotating at the hips, including increased bending at the knees, and they're also going to provide them with hiking style boots with flexible soles. Because that's another reason why. I mean, if you can imagine very flat shoes that are basically walking on planks of wood, and then you can't really bend that much at your knees, and you can't really bend over at your hips. That's why they had to move in such weird kind of ways. On the upper torso, in addition to updated shoulder placement, other shoulder enhancements also allow astronauts to move their arms more freely, to easily lift things up over their heads and then reach across their body, all while doing it in the pressurized suit. And what I meant by in addition to the updated shoulder placement, if you look at the 3D model, I'm going to try to explain this. Basically, it looks like in Prometheus. Oh my god, a great example. So we all remember Prometheus, hopefully. Yeah. There's these suits that they wore where the helmet itself, the glass portion of the helmet, allowed them to kind of see to the left and to the right. Well, the current suits that we see, they're very blocky, you know, and it looks as though the helmet can only allow you to see what's kind of in front of you, not entirely what's on the side of you. Well, these new suits allow the shoulder placement higher up. That way they can, and it's also wrapped around near their ears, so you can actually see to the left and to the right of you. It's really cool. You guys should definitely check it out on the NASA.gov site. So speaking of the helmets, inside the helmet, NASA has also redesigned the communication system. So the headsets, sometimes referred to as the Snoopy caps, on the suits in today's use, can become very sweaty and uncomfortable inside the helmet, and the microphone doesn't always track well with the astronaut's movements. So this new audio system is actually embedded inside of the helmet. So that's super cool. I think it's a lot easier. It's a voice activated microphones inside the upper torso that automatically pick up on the astronaut's voice when they speak to their fellow spacewalkers, their crewmates aboard the Gateway or Mission Control in Houston. So no more Snoopy caps or for our lunar explorers. So an interesting fact about the current spacesuits is that they're kind of all a one suit for the whole mission kind of suits, meaning that if something broke on the spacesuit or malfunctioned or, you know, kind of tore or something, they would have to retire the whole suit and send it back for it to be repaired and parts being replaced. But these new suits, from what they've learned from past suits and what would break typically, they have made sure that they can now be replaced within those specific areas where they found to be most troublesome. So especially parts that, you know, like that bend or that twist a lot, obviously those areas are going to have more wear and tear, or a lot of those clicking portions of the spacesuit. So they really thought ahead in regards to what they used to experience in order to prepare for these new missions that they're going to have. And I also think we all know that NASA isn't the only one making spacesuits. They partnered up with private companies as well, obviously because, you know, NASA at this point currently pays more than $80 million per round trip to and from the space station. So to drop those costs, they invest into U.S. commercial companies to provide a space taxi service. One of them is obviously Elon Musk's SpaceX, which designed a slick new spacesuit to protect astronauts whose crew are going to fly aboard the Crew Dragon spacecraft, which I'm sure a lot of you have seen at this point. to the ISS and perhaps around the moon. And we'll see, you know, how far they can advance between now and when they want to send up the astronauts. But from reports from SpaceX, it's really important to note that these spacesuits aren't necessarily going to be for spacewalks. So I know we see all those YouTube videos about, you know, what's his name? They call him Starman. Starman stepping out of the BFR, or now they're calling it Starship, stepping out on Mars, and, you know, they're wearing those suits. That's not really how it's going to be. They're going to have to be bigger than that, and we don't really have the technology today, unfortunately, to really protect and provide resources to the astronauts with, you know, without having a big backpack and a big bulky system. It's useful for, like, emergency stuff, and it's also just used for just looking badass. And so the other companies, or the other one that I'm going to talk about, is the Boeing. They're called the Boeing CST-100 Starliner flight suit. And if you don't know, that Boeing is running a competition with Crew Dragon. Their capsule is called the Starliner. And theirs is more of a blue shade, as I'm sure I didn't even need to explain Starman's suit, because we all know what that one looks like, right? The white and black design, super cool looking. But Boeing has this blue, like this sky blue kind of color to it. And so they are the second company that NASA is paying for space taxi services. It's about 12 pounds, so a lot lighter than, I think, the one that NASA's creating is almost 300 pounds, which is absolutely insane. When it has the backpack on, don't forget that. When it has the backpack on, it's almost 300 pounds. The bright blue suit is designed for this Starliner. And is full of features to make it comfortable and mobile under pressure. So I take it they're going to follow kind of the same design as NASA's future, the XEMU spacesuit. It includes a helmet with thick airtight zippers, so no more heavy or bulky neck ring that's going to be required. Their design's a little bit different. And they're hoping to fly the astronauts in their new suits in the next Starliner. Their demo's coming up sometime in early 2021. So keep your eyes out for that one. So those are the two major companies, right? SpaceX and Boeing. But outside of the designs that are currently around, NASA is actually thinking way further into the future. So back to NASA, the space agency hopes to reach Mars in 2030s. So it needs to develop even more advanced suits to be worn inside and outside the spacecraft. They really want to make sure that the changing time doesn't affect the sweet, sweet time needed to conduct studies and whatnot. The Z2 suit, that's what this is called. The Z2 suit is a lightweight, high durability design for working on the moon or even Mars. In it, astronauts could explore, collect samples, and maneuver with ease in this spacesuit. And one thing that's really cool is they also have adjustable shoulder and waist sizing features to maximize the range of crew member sizes who can fit into any single suit. This is really cool because, as I've mentioned, they're like a one person, one, you know, whole space duration use. These new ones are now going to be, that they're thinking about, is they want them to be adjustable amongst other users, which is going to be super, super cool. I think that's something that I feel like they would have thought of already, but maybe the technology is just not there. But, you know, we'll see with these new ones. Now, this final suit may be really out there, but it really shows NASA's plans to eventually continuously evolve and to meet intense needs of space exploration in the future. So Lockheed Martin, who is currently pitching a plan to land people on Phobos, a small Martian moon. So its gravitational pull is less than a fraction of a percent on Earth's. So landing is relative. But to grab photos of Phobos, which may harbor a lot of ice that could be turned into rocket fuel, Lockheed Martin proposed the Spider Flyer Walker. Now, this is going to get really cool because it reminds me of Spider-Man's Iron Spider suit. It's an eight-legged rocket-powered suit that can crawl, walk, or hop across the surface. How crazy is that? Oh my god. I think by that time, when we decide to do that, to go to Phobos, telescopes are going to get a lot more advanced as well. Can you just imagine amateur astronomers, you know, pointing their telescopes to Phobos and just seeing a spider-like being crawling on the moon? Oh my god. Just the thought of that is so funny. I like that. But this, NASA doesn't have any plans to actually bring this into fruition or even accepting it into its design catalog. But I think it really just at least shows that even if it's outside these private entities that are planning these things, that we're going to eventually get to a place where where spaces are going to evolve in such a way that, you know, it would be mind-boggling once they come up with it, you know. So I think that that's really cool. They're thinking that far out into the future. Well, with that being said, I hope you all enjoyed today's podcast. If you are a follower of the podcast, I know I may have been a little MIA, so I apologize for that. I have been in the process of moving, and then I've had some family issues that have come up, which took away my focus from the podcast. That's life, but like time and Earth and the solar system, you have to keep moving forward. So I'm excited to bring you this information about spacesuits. Working at SpaceX, I was also able to see the spacesuits being made, and yes, they are so much cooler in person. Thank you all for listening in. I appreciate your support. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review. I post every Wednesday. Hope you feel that much more excited for the future. I'll see you on the next podcast. And remember, life is always better with innovation.